Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. Judge's daughter linked to Democrats raising $93 million amid Trump trial. Recusal calls intensify. Of course, it should intensify. Well, let's go to the intro, please.
Marathon France, politics, culture, religion. What is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here. It's at this point, it's just laughable if it wasn't so serious. I mean, they're blatantly breaking the law and nothing's being done about it. All these corrupt judges. This is just let's get into this story because I'm about to pop a blood vessel here. Judge's daughter linked to Democrats are raising $93 million amid Trump trial recusal calls intensify. Imagine if this was Obama on trial and it was the judge's daughter linked to Republicans raising $93 million amid Obama trial. It would be all over the news. You wouldn't hear the end of it. This is six. Oh, they make me so angry. The daughter of the judge presiding over Donald Trump's New York hush money trial has two significant Democratic clients who have raised over $90 million in campaign donations by fundraising off the criminal case. Let me repeat that sentence again for if in case you're asleep at the wheel. The daughter of the judge presiding over Donald Trump's New York hush money trial has two significant Democratic clients who have, and this is the important part, raised over $93 million in campaign donations by funding off the criminal case. These clients, Adam Shifty Shift, and the Senate Majority PAC are clients of Authentic Campaigns, a Chicago-based progressive political consulting firm where Lauren Merchant, the daughter of Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchant, is president. Are you listening? In August, Merchant rejected Trump's first recusal motion, but Trump spokesman Stephen Chung says the evidence of the bias is even clearer now, telling the New York Post Authentic Campaigns and thus the judge's daughter is actively making money from this sham attack against President Trump, rendering Judge Merchant conflicted out. So they're not wrong here at all. The PAC sent an email saying, breaking news, Donald Trump indicted by Manhattan grand jury. This is an important moment for our democracy. So you can clearly see that it's, and then you have another one here. Doing a 2019 podcast appearance, she said, I've actually had a couple of conversations with my dad recently, dad being the judge. So I can't read these. I can't sit here and pretend like everything is okay. I just can't. I don't even want to. I'm so disgusted right now. I'm like seriously disgusted. How are you gonna tell me in a fair and free democracy that this is legal and without conflict or it's morally correct, never mind being lawfully correct? This is just insanity what they're doing, and they're allowed to get away with it. Why? Because Orange Man bad, Orange Man evil. Well, you know what they're doing? They're projecting, because that's exactly who they are. They're the evil, satanic, demonic ones. And they are projecting what they are onto others. That's what they do. That's what they do. I just simply don't understand why they're not being stopped. I seriously don't understand it at all. Why are they not stopped? Why are they allowed to get away with this? Why? I tell you, it's just pure evilness. I don't know how else to put it. How else can you put it? They're evil. So, I mean, speaking of evil, let's talk about Gavin Newsom. He touts a high-tech surveillance system to fight Oakland crime, but it's being mocked. So why is it being mocked? Well, let's just turn to the story here. Why is it being mocked? So California Governor Gruesome Newsom took to social media Friday to trumpet a new high-tech system comprised of 400 roadside cameras to try to combat rampant crime in the city. But he was quickly mocked and derided for condoning the creation of a Chinese-like surveillance state. The obvious question in the Golden State is, why don't you actually enforce the laws? Repeal criminal coddling legislation like Proposition 47 and keep repeat offenders behind bars. A bunch of cameras isn't going to change that reality. We're building safer, stronger communities for the Californians, he bragged. How he can say that with this, how can he say it with a straight face? They're evil. Straight face is beyond me. Since residents in many of the state's cities feel under assault. Oh, here we go. Let's see if we can listen to him here.
So today we're announcing 480 new cameras. These are referred to as flock cameras, which will aid and support the efforts of law enforcement to focus on stolen.
I mean, you couldn't do better with your production. Mic yourself up. I mean, it's just, anyway.
Vehicles. This is proven technology where privacy is foundational and a core component of the effort. This is building on efforts we made just a few weeks ago with a surge of California Highway Patrol in partnership with the Department of Justice. By the way, that's led to already 200 arrests, over 400 vehicles that have been recovered that were otherwise stolen. Part of a broad strategy, not just a law enforcement.
Blah, 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 blah. Is anyone buying this?
Only strategy to begin to beautify this extraordinary city here in Oakland and support the surrounding community.
Well, at least the noise drowned him out because he's just espousing lies. So I'm glad the sound at least drowned him out. And there it is again. Yeah, we're not going to listen to him again. We're not going to listen to him again. I'm sick of seeing your face. You're like a snake oilsman. Or a snake oil salesman is what I meant. I can't do anymore. This is just pathetic. How do you feel? Do you live in California and you want to move, or you lived in California and you move? Let us know in the comments. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. And we're out of here. Peace.
Random thoughts. Politics.